You also mentioned that this lady early on in her course had received adjuvant chemotherapy, CIS-PEM. You mentioned she had some problems. Could you provide an update on your adjuvant trial that actually looked at bevacizumab? But you've also reported some interesting data in terms of the type of chemotherapy that's been used. What are the latest findings from that study?
So I presented that at ASCO 2016. It's about to be, we're working on getting it published, nearly there, not quite. So what we presented was that bevacizumab didn't add anything in the adjuvant setting to lung cancer. It didn't decrease, didn't increase. It just sort of, the lines were right over each other. What was interesting about the trial that we did intentionally was, instead of mandating one specific chemotherapy regimen, we mandated the cisplatin had to be 75 milligrams per meter squared once every 3 weeks. But then we had four different chemotherapies that could be used as the added to the cisplatin backbone. So docetaxel, vinorelbine, gemcitabine, and then later we added in the option of pemetrexed when that became approved as a first-line combination regimen. And it was interesting to see sort of the choices that the practitioners used, because the overwhelming majority of patients were getting the pemetrexed and cisplatin, even though that didn't become available until 2 years into the trial. And even though it was limited only to the non-squamous patients, which was not the entire study, we had squamous patients on the trial as well, about a quarter of the patients. So it was very interesting to see this uptake. And I think it has to do with the toxicity mostly. Patients with pemetrexed and cisplatin, they still can have low counts, but it's not as frequent as with docetaxel or gemcitabine. They don't get the alopecia, which, when you're dealing with only four doses of chemo for 3 months, you don't want to then end up having to deal with that hair loss and, you know, years of trying to get it back to what it looked like beforehand. And people say, oh, well, that's just a vanity thing, but it's not. It's a lot about people's perception of themselves and their illness and sort of trying to recover. So I look at that as being a substantial issue. The other toxicities, you know, fatigue and whatnot with pemetrexed, that's real, but it tends to happen more with longer-term regimens as opposed to the four doses. So people found that it was, in general, better tolerated, and we showed that also. We looked at sort of all grade 3, 4, 5 toxicity and showed that that was lower with the pemetrexed regimen than with the others. So it's what I tend to think about for my patients with adenocarcinoma. Obviously, with squames, we wouldn't use it, and then you've got gem or the taxanes. Using vinorelbine, there's certainly much more evidence in that with that combination from the other adjuvant trials, so perfectly reasonable. So people choose, but because of the toxicity and practice patterns, at least in the U.S., we're using a lot of cisplatin pemetrexed.